It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Banesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Shirley Street studio. It is July 19 of 2023. And I hope you are having an outstanding day. And I thank you very much for being here, however you are tuned in. Whether that's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you are following us on social media if you are on there. I wouldn't blame you if you're not. I would hope that you would be, but I can't blame you if you're not. It can be a dark place. You just got to know how to walk through the minefield that is social media. So nonetheless, we are on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColbert. And if you're on Facebook, type in 1650TheFan. You'll see the page, give us a like, and I guarantee your Facebook experience will improve. A whole bunch of local content, like usual, up on the website today, 1650thefan.com, which you should bookmark. Make a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web, and say you don't do that, great reason to follow us on Facebook or Twitter, because we always push that content out from the website. That local, statewide sports content from the website goes out on our social media channels. So in one way, at least one way, fashion or form, beyond listening to us here on The Fan, we'd appreciate it very much if you'd give us a follow someplace else, Facebook, Twitter, or bookmark that website. Number to dial if you want to join in with any questions or comments to add to today's program, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918 or 800-913-9479. Save it in your phone. If you'd rather email than call, you can do that. Email address is cole@1650thefan.com. Questions, comments, maybe someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show, by all means, fire away. Don't be shy. Just know I might read your email on the show. All right, coming up today, pumped up, and I've said this plenty of times before, but, you know, the show pumps me up. Today's show definitely pumps me up, maybe a little bit more than usual. We've got a special guest coming on today. I think this is the third summer in a row that we've done this, and that is the man, the myth, the legend, Phil Steele. And for anybody out there who does not know Phil Steele, he is the publisher, editor, author, easy for me to say, of College Football Preview. It is a magazine that you can buy. You can still buy it, yes, with its, you know, it's not a hard cover. It's a plastic cover. It's. He calls it a magazine. I understand why, but it's like a booklet. It is a book. And it is 352 pages of all the content your heart could desire and then some on college football going into every respective season. And not too long ago, Phil's 2023 College Football Preview magazine became available at his website, at certain stores on their shelves. And Phil has been kind enough now, I think, three summers in a row to come on the show. And like usual, we start the conversation talking generally about college football headed into the season. And then we dig in on the Iowa State Cyclones, the Iowa Hawkeyes, and the UNI Panthers, because Phil does have a separate college football preview magazine for FCS football. However, it is not available in physical form. You can purchase it at his website, philsteele.com, as a digital booklet, an ebook, I think might be what they call that. But nonetheless, Phil will join us in the next segment of today's show, and very much looking forward to getting set for the college football season with him. It's like this show's unofficial, like, hey, it's time to really start talking college football segment, is the way I look at it. From here on out, we're going to be talking even more college football than we have been over the past, really since like spring practices began. You know, I don't think anybody who's doing sports talk goes too long without talking about college football. You just cannot. If you're maybe in a larger market, you just can't go too long without talking about the NFL. And so here we are. We're at that unofficial mark in the off season where folks, I'm looking at the whiteboard again today. We got the countdown to kickoff up there, 45 days until the Iowa State Cyclones welcome the UNI Panthers at Jack Trice Stadium on September 2nd. Of course, a game you'll be able to hear right here on your official station for Cyclone Nation, 1650 The Fan. So, Phil Steele, College Football Preview Magazine publisher, editor, author, coming up in the next segment of today's show. Before we get to Phil, of course, we'll get you area sports news and scores to lead it off, like usual. After we're done there, before we get to Phil, we have the first timeout, the first commercial break. We get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas. They can get you set on tonight's Cubs-Nationals game if you want to bet a shekel or two on that. Cubs with a big, big win last night. I think it was 17-3 was the final of that one, I think. That was like a Bears-Commanders score, not so much a Cubs-Nationals score. Or at least I hope that's the Bears-Nationals or Commanders score. I would take that coming up this football season. I'm a Bears fan, you know. We'll win ugly. We've done it plenty of times before, but impressive stuff from the Cubs last night, who just absolutely need to just keep winning as many games between now and the end of the month. We've talked about that on the show this week, so I won't bore you there with my Cubs angst. But 6:30, the pregame, 7:05, first pitch. I think it's the professor, Kyle Hendricks, on the bump tonight for the Cubs, and you'll get the details in the VSiN action update. We'll also get you a forecast in that first timeout before we come back and are joined by Phil Steele. After we're done talking college football with Phil Steele, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get you Radio Iowa Sports from Todd Kim, come back on the other side of that break, and the one and only Mark Simpson of Maximum Mornings fame right here on The Fan, your favorite morning host, is going to join the show. He had the call and did an outstanding job last night at Duane Banks Field in Iowa City as the Cedar Falls Tigers just blew out Southeast Polk in six innings. Mercy ruled them to advance to the Class 4A state semifinals. I'll get you more details on it in just a little bit here, but Mark was on the call. Mark's called a number of Cedar Falls baseball games throughout the Tigers' 2023 season. So we've heard from Brett Williams on this show multiple times. We've heard from Ethan Petrick of the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier, who has also covered the Tiger baseball team a lot this season. I figure let's get Simpson on the show and pick his brain on what he saw not just last night, but everything he's seen from the Tigers this season, as I think there's a path for them to win it all. And it sounds like Coach Brett Williams has impressed that much upon his team. So we're going to circle the wagons with Mark Simpson on Cedar Falls baseball coming up in the third segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary during that timeout, then come back for a final time and wrap up what is a Wednesday edition of the show. All right, let's dive right in here. as I mentioned, it's on to the state semifinals for the Cedar Falls baseball team as last night, the Tigers cruised past Southeast Polk 11-1 in six innings in a 4A quarterfinal at the state tournament in Iowa City. Cedar Falls jumped on the Rams, scoring three runs in the second, and then blew the game open with six more runs in the third inning. The Tigers had nine hits, including three by Luke DeGabriel. Starting pitcher Shea Buskell went five innings, allowed just two hits, and struck out eight. Cedar Falls now 28-14 this season. The Tigers will now take on Ames in the state semifinals tomorrow night at 7:30. You can listen to that game once again on our companion station, Cruising KCFI. Pregame coverage with Mark Simpson will begin at 7:15. And first pitch, as I mentioned, at 7:30. That's 1250 AM, 105.1 FM on the Cruising KCFI mobile app. You can stream it at kcfiradio.com or just tell your smart speaker to play Cruising KCFI. Meanwhile, the Clarksville softball team used a five-run fifth inning to carry them past Southeast Warren 7-1 last night at the state tournament in Fort Dodge. It was a Class 1A quarterfinal. Kalen Hardy had a strong game for the Indians, tossing a four-hitter, also drove in three runs. With its win, Clarksville on to the semis, where it takes on North Lynn tonight at 7:30 for a chance to advance to the state championship game. Clarksville enters tonight's semifinal 29-1 this season. The Iowa football team added another name to its 2024 recruiting class, picking up a commitment from Waverly Shell Rock's Cole Marsh as a preferred walk-on. The 6'6", 215-pound prospect was an outstanding quarterback for the Gohawks, but he will transition to tight end for the Hawkeyes. As Waverly Shell Rock's quarterback last season, Marsh completed 58 passes for nearly 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. He also ran for three TDs. The Gohawks were 10-1 last season with him under center, and they advanced to the Class 4A state quarterfinals. Two UNI football players have been named to the Hero Sports FCS preseason All-American team. Those two Panthers, quarterback Theo Day and Cedar Falls native place kicker Matthew Cook. Last year, Day threw for 3,121 yards and 26 touchdowns, earned first-team All-Missouri Valley Football Conference honors. Cook, the Cedar Falls native, was 14 of 17 on field goal attempts last season. He holds the MVFC record with 67 career field goals. He also owns the UNI program record with 124 consecutive made extra points. And remember, you can hear all the coverage of the Panthers football team this season on our companion station, 93.5 The Mix. The UNI women's basketball team has received a commitment for 2024. Elise Yeager, a 6'1" power forward from West Des Moines Valley, announced on social media that she's going to play for the Panthers. Last year as a junior, she averaged 12.7 points and 9 rebounds per game as she helped Valley reach the quarterfinals of the state tournament. Iowa State has announced that wrestler David Carr is the school's Male Athlete of the Year and basketball player Ashley Jones is the Female Athlete of the Year. It's the second time that Carr has received the award. He posted a 27-1 record last season for the Cyclones and finished as the nation's runner-up at 165 pounds. It's also the second straight year that Jones has received the honor. She finished her career as the program's all-time leading scorer with 3,060 points and was named Big 12 Player of the Year. And finally, the Waterloo Bucks dropped their third straight game, losing at home to Eau Claire 10-4 last night. The Express hammered out 15 hits in their win. Waterloo now 11-4 in the second half of the season. The Bucks remain one game out of first place behind La Crosse in the Great Plains East Division. They finish that series with Eau Claire tonight. First pitch at Riverfront Stadium is at 6:35. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Wednesday, looking into tomorrow and Friday. We'll come back on the other side, and we're digging in. We're nerding out on college football. Phil Steele, legendary editor, author, publisher of College Football Preview Magazine, joins us next right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Isaac Lohenkron.
The New York Jets have officially placed receiver Randall Cobb, tight end C.J. Uzomah, and running back Breece Hall on the physically unable to perform list at the outset of training camp. The Cleveland Browns today released defensive tackle Perrion Winfrey after police listed him as a suspect in an aggravated robbery case. The Pittsburgh Steelers signed pass rusher Alex Highsmith to an extension. ESPN reports it's for 4 years and $68 million. In Major League Baseball, the Baltimore Orioles defeated the Los Angeles Dodgers 8-5. The Texas Rangers over the Tampa Bay Rays 5-1. Tampa Bay has now lost four consecutive games, and with that combination of events, the Orioles now pass Tampa Bay for first place in the American League East by 5 percentage points. Elsewhere, the Astros had a 4-0 lead at Colorado in the eighth inning.
Cyclone, Panther, or Hawkeye? Lock your radio right here on The Fan.
Want to keep your AC from conking out? At your local one-hour heating and air conditioning, we recommend an AC tune-up, ASAP. It can help pinpoint potential problems and even extend the life of your air conditioning system. How's that for a comforting thought? Right now, get cool savings on an AC tune-up. Call 319-287-9200.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1-HOUR.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
Tommy's Express Car Wash in Waterloo offers you a car washing experience like no other. Download the Tommy Club app today, sign up as a member, and get the first 30 days free. You'll enjoy quick, affordable, and endless washes at any Tommy's location, plus skip the line. Free mat washes and vacuums. Tommy's Express Car Wash, fast, friendly, and convenient. Find Tommy's online, on Facebook, or in person on University Avenue in Waterloo. Tommy's Express Car Wash, it's your time to shine.
Wouldn't it be great if you could have your insurances for auto, home, business, farm, life, and retirement in just one agency? That's what the Cinnet Agency is for. I'm Kyle Hildman. We can help protect what's important for you. Why not simplify your life? Visit the Cinnet Agency in Waterloo or call us at 233-6103. That's 233-6103. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, view, and approval.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
The Chicago Cubs are set to start Kyle Hendricks tonight as the Cubs play host to the Washington Nationals. Cubs will enter tonight's matchup as a slight favorite at -164. The over-under is set at 9. The Chicago White Sox are the road underdog as they play at the New York Mets. The White Sox at +190, the over-under at 8.5. Cincinnati Reds will play host to the San Francisco Giants today. That one nearly even. San Francisco a slight edge at -110. The over-under for that matchup is 10.5. I'm John Thayer with the VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 64, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 79. Lows level off around 57, tomorrow night partly cloudy. Low 80s Friday and Saturday, with a chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now it's 80.
Always in moderation, right? Not with this guy. Get maximum sports from 5 to 6 right here on Cole and Company with Colbert.
Welcome back to a Wednesday edition of Cole and Company here on The Fan, and we're joined now by a special guest. I think this might be the third summer in a row we've had the fortune of being joined by legendary publisher, author, editor, Phil Steele of College Football Preview Magazine. The 2023 edition is out now. We'll get all the details from Phil on all the different ways that you can acquire it if you haven't already. And I know I've had a number of my friends texting me pictures of their hard copies that they get every summer. And so, Phil, thanks so much for being here. Welcome to the show. And I know we enjoy summer, guys like us, but we're closing in on the college football season. It's exciting, is it not?
Oh, it definitely is. You know, I do nothing but college football year-round, 365 days of the year. Don't follow any other sport. So it's always a lot more fun when the games are actually being played. And I know Iowa football might start a little bit later, but the first college game comes in 38 days, so it's pretty soon.
Yeah, we've got some week zero action in just a little over a month's time. Before we really dig in, I want to tell everybody, visit philsteel.com. You can get all sorts of information there. You can get the link to Phil's YouTube channel, his daily blog. There's an online store. There's Phil Steel Plus. 352 pages of content in the College Football Preview magazine, and that's what you've become known for, Phil, is just how thorough, how much content that there is. What would you like to add? I know you could maybe shed some light on Phil Steel Plus, among some other things.
Yeah, you know, the magazine is, as you mentioned, 352 pages, and it's not the thing about the one complaint we might get is that the type size is a little small because we cram as much information on those pages as we can. It's like getting 133 different media guides all rolled into one, and we give you the exact same amount of coverage on a team like Sam Houston State or Toledo that we do on Alabama or Texas. Two full pages, everything that you would need to know about them. And this year, the magazine is only available at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. In years past, it's been everywhere, but we just reduced it this year to just Barnes & Noble and Books A Million as the only two locations, or, of course, philsteel.com. And by the way, next week we are releasing our FCS magazine, which we have two full pages on every FCS team. So it's all we work on year-round is college football.
Well, now that you mentioned the FCS magazine, we're right here in Cedar Falls, Phil. We've got the UNI Panthers a mere mile and a half down the road from this studio, and they've got an outstanding quarterback that was ranked tops overall from Pro Football Focus last year among FCS QBs in Theo Day. He's getting talked about as a 2024 NFL draft prospect. Obviously, South Dakota State, North Dakota State, are among the gatekeepers in the FCS. But what can you tell us about the UNI Panthers?
Well, you remember last year they started off 0-3. They had losses to Air Force and a couple of playoff teams. But I like the way they rebounded. You know, they nearly upset South Dakota State, losing by a field goal on the final play of regulation. This is a team that was 6-5. But the thing I like is they were plus 83 yards per game in the Valley. And they were number 12 in my overall rating in the FCS in average game grade. So we actually update our FCS on philsteel.com every week. We have average game grades and everything there. But Northern Iowa, in my mind, was much better than their final record would indicate last year.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think, Phil, you gained some new customers here in the Cedar Valley, knowing that you've got that FCS offering of a magazine out there, and we'll talk about the Iowa State Cyclones, the Iowa Hawkeyes in just a little bit here, but how about we just start with looking at the 2023 college football season. I think probably most people would pick Georgia to win the national championship this season. I mean, what would you tell us about the teams you see being the cream of the crop?
Yeah, and I think everybody's going to pick Georgia this year. And, you know, here's the thing. There hasn't been a three-peat of the national title since the 1930s.
Wow.
When the Minnesota Golden Gophers did it. And Georgia really has that opportunity this year. They're actually more experienced on defense than they were last year. Yeah, I know they lost five NFL draft picks, but last year they lost nine. So they lose less on the defense than they did last year. They do a great job playing three deep all game long. And while they have a new quarterback in Carson Beck, he's surrounded by talent. My number one rated offensive line in the country, number four set of receivers, number six running backs. And by the time they play a game where they're not a double-digit favorite, it's at Tennessee in week 11. He'll have 10 games under his belt and be a bona fide starter. So I think Carson Beck is a legitimate Heisman contender this year, and I do see Georgia winning the championship and making a playoff. And the other playoff teams I've got this year, you know, Alabama just had a horrific year last year. They didn't make the playoff.
Right.
They finished 11-2. They only were number five in the country, and they had losses by 3 and 1 point last year, the one-point game in overtime to LSU. So just a horrible year. But Nick Saban has only won one national title in preseason number one. That's what they've been the last 2 years. when they're not preseason number one, that's when he wins the bulk of his titles, like 2020, preseason number three, national title. They only have five starters back on offense, five on defense, but there's no denying the talent he's compiled. It's Nick Saban as head coach. They've got three quality candidates at quarterback in Tyler Buchner, Jalen Milroe, and Ty Simpson. And I do have Alabama making the playoff this year. In the ACC, Florida State's going to be the preseason favorite to win the ACC this year.
Yeah.
But I went with Clemson. And what I like about Clemson is a couple of things. First of all, the talent. You look at their defensive line. Coach Sweeney told me that, you remember the 2018 defensive line, which was one of the best, best of all time in college football, all those draft picks. He said this year's group doesn't have the star power of 2018, but this group is actually deeper in talent and experience than that 2018 group. So I rate him the number one defensive line in the country. They've got Carter and Trotter back at linebacker. Cade Klubnik, I think, will do well in his first year as a starter. Offensive line, running backs, receivers, all capable. And what I like best about him is the schedule. You know, they've only lost one game in Death Valley in the last 6 years. This year they get their toughest two opponents, Florida State and Notre Dame, both at home. I've got Clemson favored in all 12 games, and I've got them ranked number two in the country. And finally, the Big Ten. Now, this is interesting, Cole, is that I've got Ohio State number two in my power poll, meaning I feel they're the number two most talented team in the country, but I don't have them making the playoff. Why is that? Well, this is a team that plays Notre Dame, Wisconsin, and by the way, they play Wisconsin the week after they host Penn State, and they play Michigan. All three of those teams on the road. That's a tough road schedule, first-year starting quarterback for the Buckeyes. I think they are very talented, very capable of winning it. And, heck, had they made the field goal against Georgia, they'd be the defending national champs because I think they would have beaten TCU. But I went with Michigan to make the playoff this year. I feel it's Jim Harbaugh's best team he's had. They are number seven on my experience chart. Of all the top teams in the country this year, they're basically the only one that has a returning starter at quarterback. In J.J. McCarthy, they've got my number two rated offensive line, a veteran defense, and schedule-wise, one tough road game. That's at Penn State. That will be tough, but they get Ohio State at home, and that the schedule was probably the key because I've got Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State all right there talent-wise, but Michigan's got the best schedule, so I've got Michigan making the playoff this year.
If there's a team, Phil, that you would go, maybe they can do what TCU did a season ago, where program-wise, you know, they're not the upper echelon. They're just below it, a very good program. Is there a team out there that strikes you in a way that TCU was able to, you know, strike its opponents last season and find itself in the college football playoff?
Yeah, and I'm going to take a team that was 7-6 last year and might not even be ranked at the start of the year with that opportunity. And it's actually from the Big Ten. And it's probably not one that some of your listeners are going to appreciate, but it's Wisconsin Badgers.
Okay.
And when I look at Wisconsin, I made them my number one surprise team in the country. And my surprise teams are non-top 10 teams that I think actually have a shot at making the playoff. My initial reaction with Wisconsin when they hired Luke Fickell and brought in Phil Longo as the offensive coordinator is, I don't like that. I mean, Wisconsin's always been a team that runs the football, wins their games in November because they've got the offensive line and the running backs. And now you're going to go to a pass game? But after talking to Coach Fickell, as I do, I talked to 122 of the 133 head coaches. And so when I talked to Coach Fickell going over the team in my third write-through, he assured me they're not abandoning the run game. In fact, he feels that with Tanner Mordecai coming in from SMU and the threat of a pass game, it's just going to open up holes. Teams aren't going to be able to put nine guys in the box. And Braylon Allen and Ches Malusi are going to be even more productive at running back. I bought into that because they've got a veteran offensive line. They've got talent. Defensively, they go from three returning starters up to eight this year. Overall, they go from number 107 on my experience chart, which they were last year, all the way to number 20. Luke Fickell's a guy that knows how to get a team into the playoff. Remember, he took Cincinnati, a Group of Five team, into the playoff. And then look at the schedule. Their road games this year are against Washington State, Purdue, Illinois, Indiana, and Minnesota, all of them in the winnable category. The toughest two games of the year, Iowa, they get at home, and then Ohio State, which they play the week after they play Penn State. I've got Wisconsin favored in 11 of their 12 games this year, and it wouldn't surprise me if they're the team that comes out of nowhere and actually makes the playoff. And even if they're 11-1, they're playing in the Big Ten title game, and a win in the Big Ten title game would put them in the playoff.
College Football Preview Magazine publisher, author Phil Steele, our special guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. You can follow Phil on Twitter at Phil Steele, 042. Phil Steele, 042 is the Twitter handle. And real quick, before we jump into Iowa State or Iowa, Phil, I got to ask, what's your prediction? Because it seems like the predictions are all over the place for Deion Sanders at Colorado. I don't even think he's got all of his scholarships filled, given all the roster turnover. Quickly, what do you make of Coach Prime and the Buffs?
Yeah, I talked to 11 of the 12 coaches in the Pac-12. The only one I didn't was Coach Prime, and part of that was he probably didn't have his roster set, so it would be tough to go over it too much. You know, I was watching the Colorado spring game, and a lot of the star players in the spring game left the team after the spring. So there is no doubt, talent-wise, he has upgraded them at every single position, but how quickly can this team come together when they weren't even together in spring practice? That would be my biggest question, as well as the Pac-12. The Pac-12 is an extremely tough conference. You know, the over-under win total in Vegas is 3.5. I'd actually be leaning towards the under with the schedule they play.
Okay. All right. Interesting. All right. Let's dive headfirst here into the Iowa State Cyclones, coming off of a disappointing 4-8 season in 2022. Matt Campbell, who I had on this show a little over a month ago, Phil, said, you know, we did a self-audit in the offseason, really looked inward at all of our processes, and we feel like we're going to be better for it. They lost a lot of close games, so it makes sense that they would do something, that they would coin a self-audit. What do you make of the Cyclones generally headed into 2023?
Well, you know, Cole, I did the first metric article in my magazine, Turnovers Equals Turnaround, back in 1995, and that's produced like 75% correct in predicting which way a team goes. Basically, if you benefit from a whole bunch of turnovers one year, you get weaker the next year. And if you had negative double-digit turnovers one year, you get stronger the next year. I've added a lot of metric articles to the magazine since the beginning. And Iowa State's in almost every single one in the going-up category. I mean, this team was far better than its record would indicate last year. Last year, Iowa State in Big 12 play was plus 52 yards per game. Now, generally, if you play 9 games and you're plus 52 yards per game, you're 6-3, you're 7-2. But this is a team that blew 4 fourth-quarter leads last year. They were plus 52 yards per game. They had 5 net close losses. They rate a stock market indicator of plus 4.8. They had 3 net upsets. And they're much more experienced this year. They go from number 130 on my experience chart, which they were last year with just 8 returning starters, all the way up to number 80, which was 15 returning starters this year. So they were a team that was much better than the final record. Going over to the squad with Coach Campbell, he feels Hunter Deckers will be a much improved QB. Of course, the running backs last year, remember both Norton and Brock were banged up.
Yep.
They should come back fully healthy and give them that run game that they were lacking last year. The offensive line is going to be much improved. The defense, there was nothing wrong with the defense last year. They only gave up 290-some-odd yards per game and 20 points per game. The defense is going to be even better this year. So this is an Iowa State team that clearly easily made my most improved list this year. They will be an improved team, and I think we'll see a much better win-loss record, and the team will be even better statistically than they were last year.
Do you think it's fair to say, though, Phil, that the line that Iowa State walks in the Big 12 with the caliber of athlete that Coach Campbell and his staff get into Ames, that it's a fine one, that the difference between 4 wins and 6 or 7 is as fine as maybe anybody in the conference that's not, you know, Kansas or somebody else. Albeit, though, Kansas was picked ahead of them in the preseason poll, and Coach Leipold's done a great job over there. But do you see what I'm getting at here in terms of just how much of a tight rope it seems that they have to walk in this Big 12?
Yeah, I agree with you. And the Big 12 is like that overall.
Yeah.
What have we seen lately? We saw Baylor come out of nowhere and win the conference 2 years ago. Last year, TCU didn't. I mean, they lost the championship game, but they were playing in the national title game, for crying out loud. And even Kansas, I talked to Coach Leipold, and I told him, you know, Coach, I got a bone to pick with you. I used to be able to pick Kansas last in the Big 12 every year, and now I can't do that because of what you did, what you've done there, getting them to a bowl game last season. But I think that a lot of Big 12 games are like that, coming down to the last play, last quarter, last drive. So that's probably a really good point you make, Cole.
Few more minutes here with Phil Steele, College Football Preview Magazine publisher, author, editor. joining us on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's talk about the Iowa Hawkeyes, 8-5 last season. They got a Music City Bowl win, albeit, Phil, I would say that Iowa fans, it was one of those seasons where you're left wanting more, I think if I can speak for the majority of Hawkeyes fans, because the program standard is we make a bowl game, we compete, have a chance to win that bowl game. That's what they did last season. However, to make a season, you know, quote-unquote special in Iowa City, it's got to do a little bit more than that. And I don't think that's necessarily saying that Iowa fans are spoiled. Kirk Ferentz has paid a handsome salary, and that's what they ask of their longtime, longest-tenured coach now in college football. So how do you see the Hawkeyes coming out of 2022, headed into 2023?
Well, you know, Cole, being in the magazine business, I follow the transfer portal very closely. We have to adjust everything during the spring and a little bit in the summer. But when Cade McNamara popped in the portal, I saw that name. Honestly, within the first 5 seconds, the first thought in my head was, go to Iowa. Perfect fit, I felt. And then watching the process go through, boom, there he ends up at Iowa. And not only lands up at Iowa, but brings over Eric All as tight end with him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that is the perfect fit. Because Cade McNamara will be a game manager in this offense, but he's even more than a game manager. You go look at the year he led Michigan to the playoff, throwing for 2,500 yards with a 15-6 ratio. He is the perfect fit, and I think gives them an upgrade at the quarterback position. They've got the running backs. Caleb Johnson, LaShawn Williams, Patterson. They've got an offensive line. And the last 2 years, the offensive line, in my mind, hasn't been up to Iowa standards. Remember,
no.
2 years ago, they had their center back, but everybody else was new. Last year, they still had a young group, but lost their All-American center. This year's offensive line, I think, will be up to Iowa standards. And I like All coming in there at tight end to go along with Reganey at the receiver spot. Defensively, as long as Phil Parker's there, they're going to be solid. But guess what? He's got 7 starters back. Cooper DeJean came back this year. That's a big plus. He could have gone to the NFL. You look at players like Nick Jackson. When he hit the portal, I don't understand why he was on the market so long. This guy was one of the ACC's top linebackers, and here he lands at Iowa, filling the perfect void, because if you had a question about Iowa, it was going to be the linebacker core, mm-hmm. losing Campbell and Benson. But bringing Nick Jackson in there is outstanding. So this is a team that's going to be improved offensively. And I know nationally, folks think that Iowa's got a stodgy offense that can't put up points. But, hey, 2 years ago, it was 31 points per game, 370 yards per game. I could see this offense at that level. Defensively, one of the best in the country. Special teams, one of the best in the country. In fact, I rated number 2 coming into the year. They have got Torrey Taylor at punter, a difference maker. I mean, he will flip the field for you. Almost all game. There was a game last year he was the MVP. Drew Stevens is a very reliable kicker. This is a complete Iowa team. And in the first write-through process of the magazine, I had Iowa winning the Big Ten West, but I don't look at the schedule. When I looked at the schedule and saw that they went to Wisconsin, that was probably my biggest factor. They also have to play Penn State on the road, so a tougher schedule than does Wisconsin. But I think Iowa's can get to double-digit wins this year and make Iowa fans happy.
You just made a bunch of Iowa listeners happy, that's for sure, Phil, with your preseason prediction there for the Hawkeyes. Should have asked you when we were talking Cyclones, but I'd imagine with everything you said, you've got Wisconsin picked to win the Big Ten West. What about your Big Ten, Big 12 predictions?
Yeah, in the Big 12, I actually went with Texas and Oklahoma, which was anything but my thought process entering the magazine. Because I figure everybody's going to be gunning to beat Texas and Oklahoma one last time, and they're going to get everybody's best shot. And the schedule maker didn't do Texas any favors. Of all the top 6 teams in the Big 12 this year, they're the only one that plays each of the other 5. However, when I look at the talent, you know, and I do the positions independently, not thinking conference or anything. I just come up with my numbers. Texas actually ranks number 1 or tied for number 1 in all 8 position categories in the Big 12. They're just loaded talent-wise. And they got my pick to win it. Oklahoma, on the other hand, when I talked to Coach Venables, he was very unhappy with how the defense did last year. 461 yards per game, that's unacceptable for him.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll be there this year. He has a complex defense. It's now year 2 of that defense, so the team is more caught on. He also brought in a ton of transfers to help out. I see an improved defense. Dylan Gabriel was down for a couple games, including that Texas blowout last year. He's back and healthy. And then if you go to look at their schedule, they avoid Kansas State, they avoid Baylor, And they're actually favored right now in Vegas in 11 of their 12 games this year. So despite being 6-7 last year, I see Oklahoma getting to the Big 12 title game against Texas.
Phil, great stuff. Really appreciate your time that you give the show every summer. And I know I speak for the both of us that we absolutely cannot wait for this 2023 college football season. Phil Steele, College Football Preview magazine publisher, author, editor, joined us today on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Visit philsteele.com. And Phil, any final thoughts, any final information you'd like to give the audience?
Yeah, just real quick, throw out there that the magazine is exclusively at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million this year, or philsteele.com. Go to philsteele.com and get the hard copy and the digital for one price. And don't forget, FCS Magazine, it's digital only, and that'll be available at philsteele.com starting next Monday.
Phil, thanks so much. Have a great rest of your day.
Hey, Cole, always enjoy talking football with you, my friend. It was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me on for the third summer in a row.
Hey, pleasure's all mine, Phil. I really appreciate it, my friend. Take care.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa State basketball coach T.J. Otzelberger says 7-1 center J.T. Rock will not be with the Cyclones during next month's trip to the Bahamas. Rock announced last week he was reclassifying and joining the incoming recruiting class after a junior season at Sioux Falls Lincoln High School, in which he was named the South Dakota AA Player of the Year.
He's not going to come until end of August. So that's when he'll first arrive on campus.
The Cyclones will play three games on a trip that runs August 4th through the 10th. It's a busy day of semifinals at the state softball tournament. In 5A, Matty Ott had a three-run homer in the first. Top-ranked Ankeny Centennial added eight runs in the fifth to beat number four Southeast Polk 11-1. 4A, 10th-ranked Winterset scored two runs in the top of the 10th to beat number three Fort Dodge 6-4. In Iowa City, it's the semifinals at 3A baseball. In Carroll, it's the semis in 1A baseball. This is Radio Iowa.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 86. This is how you say, "Gee Willikers, it's a hot one." Let's cool down with some Bud Lights. That's it for today. Bud Light. Crisp.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Would you and your family like to enjoy a relaxing game of golf at one of the most beautiful and unique golf settings in the state? How about dining in one of the finest restaurants in the Cedar Valley, just a few short steps away from the tee box? Then you deserve Beaver Hills Country Club in Cedar Falls. Nestled just a few minutes from downtown, Beaver Hills offers members exquisite amenities and solitude all at one of Iowa's most challenging courses. Visit beaverhills.com today or call Chad at 266-1975. You deserve it at Beaver Hills Country Club.
You're listening to Cole & Company with Cole Bear. Follow Cole on Twitter at Real Cole Bear.
Welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues, and we went long with Phil Steele there, but I will make no apologies, not even to my colleague Mark Simpson of Maximum Mornings fame, who joins us now. Of course, you hear Mark between 6 and 8 every weekday morning. You'll hear him tomorrow. He'll have some exclusive audio from Cedar Falls Tiger baseball coach Brett Williams to get you set for tomorrow night's Class 4A state semifinal that the Tigers will have against the Ames Little Cyclones. And that's why Mark is here to talk Tiger baseball after having the call of the quarterfinal win, 11-1. mercy ruled Southeast Polk in six innings last night. Mark Simpson, great job on the call. Just tell us, obviously, an outstanding performance by Coach Williams Tigers, but what's really sticking out to you with this team that's seemingly playing its best baseball at the perfect time?
Just how dominant Cedar Falls was last night. Southeast Polk, you know, a traditional state tournament team. They have a couple of state championships underneath their belt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really anticipated kind of a coin flip game could go either way going in. And Cedar Falls really controlled the game. They got the big lead early. And then in the third inning, you know, they scored six runs and boom, it's 9-0. And you knew the game was over. And you were just wondering, you know, was it going to go more than five innings? So I was really impressed. Cedar Falls hit the ball, you know, 1-9. They had strong pitching. They looked relaxed, comfortable out there, and just played, you know, kind of that Cedar Falls swagger you see with some other Cedar Falls sports. You know, when the guys took the field, I just noticed that, you know, they just looked like, hey, we belong here. We're a good team, and you got to be pretty good to come beat us.
Something that sticks out to me was hearing Coach Williams talk about on your pregame show last night how good the pitching has been here in the latter part of the season, that they figured some things out with their defense that took a while. And then last night we see the hitting display that you just talked about. It seems like at this point, this Cedar Falls team has demonstrated that it can beat you just about any way possible, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think pitching is the key for Cedar Falls. They're very deep in that area. They have, you know, 7-8 kids that can, you know, give you quality innings. And I think the pitching is the main emphasis for Cedar Falls. And once they got their defense put together, you know, I saw the Tigers earlier in the year, and I would just label their infield as average at best. Mm-hmm. And they have come a long way since that first maybe third of the season. They are now really playing well as a unit, and I think that's been a really has shored up and helped their pitchers with that better play in the infield here over the last, during this run where they've won 15 of 17 games.
Mark, you mentioned that they took the field with some swagger, like they belonged in that Class 4A state baseball tournament. And it just makes me think about, you know, trying to put the finger on what kind of secret sauce Brett Williams has got going on with this program. They've made the state tournament three times in school history, and two of those times in Coach Williams' now four-year tenure as head coach. You're around his team as much as anybody. Can you put your finger on what's going on here behind the scenes that's obviously, I think fair to say, makes Coach Williams a special guy, a special leader?
Yeah, you know, when you talk to Brett, he's a very good communicator. And I think he does that very well with the players. And, you know, during the middle of the season, the Tigers at one point, they lost 6 of 9 and had some losses that you raised your eyebrows on, some teams that they had, you know, kind of dominated in the past. And, you know, I asked, Coach Williams, what happened? And he said, you know, they sat down with the players and asked him, you know, what do you guys want to accomplish this year? And he said that the team kind of grew from that. They were more supportive of each other and kind of really bonded. And he said that has been kind of the turning point in the year for Cedar Falls after that stretch where they lost 6 of 9. Then they rattled off 8 straight wins, and that was kind of the start of this strong run that they've had, and now advancing all the way to the semifinals here at the state baseball tournament.
And they'll take on the Ames Little Cyclones that got a good challenge from the Waterloo East baseball team back in sub-state play. So I know you'll have the audio with Coach Williams tomorrow morning on your show to preview this matchup, but give us a little bit of a look into what Coach Williams had to say about this matchup against Ames.
Ames can hit the ball. You know, I'm looking at their stats, and they have 3 kids that have driven in more than 40 runs this year. And they've scored more than 100 runs than Cedar Falls this year. So they have a good offense. They steal a lot, too. I didn't realize that. They've stolen 123 stolen bases. They have a stud pitcher, but he performed last night in their quarterfinal win against Iowa City High, so he won't be pitching. But it looks like, you know, they're, you know, similar to Cedar Falls. They're about 30-13 on the year. The Tigers are 28-14. This would be a good opponent. It's weird, you know. You always talk about baseball being baseball. In the quarterfinals of sub-state play, you know, Waterloo East, Coach Eric Jesse's team, they take Ames to 10 innings.
Yep.
And Ames wins 1-0. Justin Thomas, the Waterloo East standout pitcher, really baffled Ames. And it's just a narrow win for the Little Cyclones. And here's Cedar Falls in their quarterfinal sub-state game. They were down 3-0 in the fifth to Hempstead and had to rally and win 4-3 in 9 innings and a walk-off home run by Colin Coonrod. So here's two teams that nearly lost in the first round of the tournament, and now here they are in the semifinals.
It's like two teams of destiny that are meeting one another here tomorrow night. So we'll look forward to your call, and we'll look forward to what you'll bring us tomorrow morning on Maximum Mornings. Thanks for joining the show, Mark. Appreciate it.
All right, Cole. Thank you.
Mark Simpson, the one and only, kind enough to join us on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Let's take this final timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Patrick Claybaugh with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. In Super Bowl 57, Patrick Mahomes played through a high ankle sprain he suffered in the divisional round. He went on to win another championship. Mahomes gave an update on that ankle, saying he felt the need to be careful during offseason workouts, but it's in a good place right now. Mahomes' former teammate, Juju Smith-Schuster, says when the Patriots open training camp on July 26th, he will not only be there, he'll be on the field. Smith-Schuster missed mandatory minicamp while managing a knee injury that he suffered in the AFC Championship game. Back in March, Austin Eckler asked the Chargers if he could explore trade options, but eventually he agreed to a revised contract with some incentives. When asked if he was ever close to leaving the Bolts, Eckler said, quote, no, and that's because I came with a lot of baggage. By that, he meant the Chargers wanted high draft picks in return to let him go via trade. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Love your home with City Builders, offering composite windows, the most energy-efficient window made in America. City Builders also carries their exclusive luxury bath systems done in a day. City Builders' state-of-the-art showroom featuring all of their products and experts to help make the remodeling process easy. Experience quality products with quality installation. Love your home with City Builders. Visit their showroom today at 2009 Center Street, Cedar Falls, or call 277-4000.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. After James Harden opted into the final year of his contract with the 76ers, it was reported the three-time scoring champ still hoped to be traded. In today's NBA, star players are used to getting their way, but Harden may not have as much leverage as people think. He's turning 34 this season, and Harden's inconsistent postseason play would be a cause for concern. Not to mention the Sixers are led by Daryl Morey. Morey has a history of taking his time when dealing with disgruntled stars. Just look at how the GM handled Ben Simmons. Simmons signed the max deal in 2019. In the years following, the former number one overall pick's view on the organization soured, and vice versa. He sat out games, refused to practice, but Simmons' efforts didn't stop Morey from holding out for the right deal. And now, the team is faced with a similar situation with James Harden. Daryl Morey may once again be wise to play the long game with James Harden. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise.
I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned, doubled. All the cash back from eating at your favorite restaurant, doubled. All the cash back from that trip where you sort of learned to snowboard, that's also doubled. And the best part? You don't have to do anything ridiculous to get it. No, Discover does it automatically. Seriously, though, see the terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. When an intruder threatens your home, every second counts. That's why Simply Safe is launching 24/7 live guard protection. With a fast protect monitoring plan, if an intruder breaks into your home, Simply Safe monitoring agents can actually see it and speak to and deter them through the camera. It's a game changer in home security. And right now, get 20% off any Simply Safe system when you sign up for fast protect monitoring. Visit SimplySafeDan.com. That's SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Cole and Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan and the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time. Let's go to Cedar Falls coach Brett Williams on what it was like coaching Cedar Falls to its first ever win at the state tournament.
Truth be told, I've been a part of this program since, you know, the mid-90s, and it's something that means a lot to me. And so to be able to do this, you know, just not only for the program, but just the school, you know, and feel good about it, you know, and what a tremendous performance, and really proud of these guys. And midway through the season, we really challenged them to come together as a team, and I couldn't be prouder of this group of kids for doing that. I mean, they certainly have set the bar high for a lot of kids, and, man, it's just really exciting for the program and the team. And we wanted to be playing in relevant games when we first took over, and that's really what we're doing. You know, we've got a Thursday night opportunity to make it to the state championship game. That's pretty awesome.
There you have it. Tigers coach Brett Williams. Cedar Falls takes on Ames tomorrow night in a Class 4A state baseball semifinal. You can hear it on our companion station, Cruising KCFI. Pregame with Mark Simpson will begin at 7:15. Got to thank Phil Steele, College Football Magazine author, for joining. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.